guess the unexpected part of it is, you know, dealing with the magnitude of some of the decisions that you make here. I mean, I knew coming in that there was a national scope to those things, but, you know, being able to meet with world leaders, understanding that, you know, what you once used to read about in the newspaper, now you're actually part of, you're mm-hmm. part of that news and part of that development has been, you know, a pleasantly surprising element to me here. I didn't think that I would be able to get involved at that level as quickly as I have been, but I've been, you know, pleased to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, looking at, I guess, the magnitude. Of course, I don't think you ever really prepare for the magnitude. You know, coming from a House of Delegates district with 76,000 people to a congressional district with nearly 700,000 people, the magnitude of what you're dealing with, and knowing that, you know, regardless of what you do, you know, you're going to get some pushback from folks that'll have a difference of opinion, and trying to deal with that, and then trying to, I've always been very much a hands-on person, trying to deal with as many people as I can personally, and I think you can do that in a congressional office, but you can't do it to the scale that you can working in the House of Delegates. So I have to just look realistically at the time I have available and try to do as much as I can, try to be as accessible as I can, and that's always been a challenge. But one of my, you know, main focuses is to make sure that I'm accessible. And sometimes you have to say no, and I'm always one that's, you know, that hates to say no, but there's only so many hours in the day. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a matter of prioritizing. So I would say from that standpoint, it's, you know, surprising to me as you get into it, the scope of requests that come in, and then you have to decide within that how many things you can say yes to and how many things you can, you have to say no to. It's not that you want to, it's that you have.